As AI surges forward and begins to replace more human jobs, we all have to reinvent ourselves just repeatedly over the next few years. And that's what this podcast is about, is actually how to use AI to help you figure out the best way to leverage your current knowledge and skills as this era of AI acceleration really begins to take over. And it has begun. We're already seeing, I don't know, maybe hundreds of thousands of jobs in the US that are being replaced by AI or other forms of automation. And that's just this year. So one of the most important realizations to start with here is realizing that AI tools can help you leverage or amplify your abilities if you know how to use them. So it doesn't necessarily mean that you're going to become instantly obsolete or your skill set is going to become instantly obsolete. What it means is that you can use AI, learn the tools, learn how to do things more effectively, learn how to expand your reach, learn how to leverage using AI, and you may have a lot of new opportunities open up for you. But believe it or not, the best place to go to brainstorm that is an AI engine. And feel free to use my organization's AI engine, which is at brighteon.ai. And it's a really great engine, very strong. It's a 12 billion parameter model, free to use. That website is also brightu.ai. It'll take you there. And here's what I recommend. Put together your resume, basically, not of where you worked, but of your skills, your knowledge, the things you're good at, whatever they happen to be. Write it up separately, you know, put it in a document and just list everything that you're good at, every knowledge area. Like, oh, I know how to take care of goats, you know, which is one of my knowledge areas. Or I know how to repair cars. I don't know, anything. Put all your knowledge in there, and then any constraints. Like, oh, I have to work from home because I'm taking care of family or children or whatever. Or, you know, I cannot do anything that requires, standing all day, like retail jobs or whatever the case may be. Collect all of this, and then you want to feed it into an AI engine. Again, you can use ours if you want, because we don't even know who you are, so your privacy is totally protected. And you simply ask the engine, based on the following information, recommend some business startup ideas or job ideas or extra income ideas, something like that, that I might pursue based on this skill set and these areas of knowledge and interest. And then just paste in your whole document and then wait for the answer. And it will give you ideas. You can even ask it, say, give me the 10 best ideas. And it'll give you usually a list close to 10. And then you can take, if you find one out of 10 that's really interesting to you, you can take that one and you can feed that one back into the engine and say, hey, I'm interested in pursuing this idea. Can you expand on this idea or tell me the best ways that I might start this, or how could I learn more about this, or how could I upgrade my knowledge in this area, etc. Just put that in there and watch the answer, you know? Because, see, here's the thing. You can use AI engines, including our AI engine, for many more things than you might have imagined. It's not just for answering questions like, what's in this food, you know? What is this ingredient toxic? Although it's very good at that. But you can use it for life questions. In fact, one of the features I plan on building next is a life decision coach analyzer for our AI engine. And you're going to be able to put in a decision that you're making or a change that you're making, and it's going to tell you the long-term repercussions of that change, positive and negative, both. Like, just that alone can be incredibly useful for people, because they can put in a decision that they've made or a habit that they've changed or something that they're planning on doing, and they can then see how is this going to benefit them over the long haul. But you can do that right now if you know how to prompt it. You can just say, hey, I'm going to start this business. Tell me what are the risks or tell me what are the benefits? What should I watch out for? What's the best way to start this without spending much money? You know, on and on. Or you can even ask it to say, I'm going to start this business concept or I'm going to start offering this service for pay. And I want you to tell me the best ways to market that service or that business. Or you can even ask it to write your promotional material. You can ask it to write your website copy. So you can use our AI engine, again, completely free of charge, to do all of these things without limitation. And you know what the great news is about doing that? If you do plan to start up something to earn extra income, is just the process of using AI to help you decide what to do adds another skill to your portfolio. Now you know how to prompt AI engines for career development. And if you use AI to help you set up a business, then you know, you're just getting deeper and deeper into the skill set. And that skill set will serve you no matter what you do. Because at this point, where things are going in our world, every person who wants to remain above water in the economy had better learn to use AI to help you in lots of different ways, some of which I've already mentioned here. But AI can help you uncover risks or possible potential or opportunities. AI can help you write things. It can summarize things. It can analyze things. It can do extraordinary things. And there's always going to be a segment of the economy that has to be human, at least for a very long time to come. And some of the obvious ones that I've already mentioned, which may or may not appeal to you, but if you think about it, you know, plumbing or HVAC repair or being a car mechanic or a diesel mechanic, etc. Now, I understand these are mostly men's jobs, and there's a requirement of having a particular butt crack in order to have the plumbing jobs. We all know that. So if you don't have the proper butt crack, you may not qualify, but there are other things that you can do. And there are other things you might want to do a lot more. For example, in-home healthcare or in-home visitation for people who need assistance or like a home organizing type of jobs. Like in the short run here, robots are not going to be useful at that at all. And I know there's that new robot that's been mentioned, Neo, that says, oh, it can clean your house. No, it can't. That's all hype. In fact, I don't think there's going to be a robot that can clean your house for years. So between now and then, in fact, I don't even think there's going to be a robot that can do dishes for a few years, because doing the dishes is very complex, it turns out. A lot of complex movements and decision making and the ability to not break plates, things like that. And just to unload a dishwasher is a very complex job for a robot. So there will be in-home care. There will be counseling and coaching at some level. There are people who are, you know, wellness coaches right now. Now, granted, we have a wellness coach AI engine at brightyou.ai, but that doesn't replace a human being advisor or consultant or a friend who is an expert in that area who can, you know, really understand and have compassion for your dream or your vision or your obstacle. The human element of this is always going to have value. Even if you can do a lot of things through automation, there are still many services where people will absolutely prefer humans. And even in natural medicine, you can imagine lots of them, like, you know, chiropractic care or massage therapy or acupuncture. I don't want a robot acupuncturist. I don't want a robot herbalist, actually. I would much rather have a person who knows what they're doing and who has, you know, touch sensitivity so they're not like jamming needles in too far or whatever. You know, there's a human side of lots of things that will always have value. And there are really opportunities for things like being a private chef or being someone who shops for groceries and brings that, you know, to the person, like just a shopping service. And why does that matter? And why wouldn't you just have a robot do the shopping or whatever? Well, think about it. With fresh produce, you need a person who can squeeze the avocados, right? And are these good or are they mushy? You need a person who understands how ripe should the bananas be, or what does good celery look like versus bad celery, etc. There's still that human element. And so if you're looking for extra income and you want to launch a service or you want to launch an online business idea, there are lots and lots of opportunities. There may also be opportunities to morph something that you're doing right now into something bigger. Maybe you have a day job and then you have a side hustle, but the side hustle is only earning $1,000 a month. But if you could make that bigger and more successful, then you could quit your day job possibly. Well, you can use AI consulting to help you brainstorm ideas of how to make that side hustle pay all the bills and maybe earn more than your day job. And that's something worth exploring. So anyway, the bottom line is, yes, AI is going to make a lot of current job roles obsolete, but it doesn't have to make all the people obsolete if we, the people, find ways to upgrade our skills and to actually use AI to leverage our time and our expertise so that we are doing things that are more important or higher level or more rewarding, let's say, which can earn an income. You know, even if, let's say you want to get into the plumbing industry for whatever reason, and even if you don't know anything about plumbing, you can hire plumbers and you can be the human, you know, business innovator that uses AI to leverage all of that knowledge for marketing and follow-up business with existing customers and things like that. So you don't even have to have these skill sets in order to launch a business. Like maybe you launch a business where you're offering expertise in like at-home pet wellness visitations or, you know, pet care or pet grooming or whatever. You don't even have to be the person that does that. You can find people who do that as long as you've got the customer base. And AI can help you build a customer base and do the marketing and run the website and run scheduling and, you know, even create podcasts and all kinds of things like that and create the images. So that's another way to use AI to launch almost any business where there will still be demand, you know, real world 3D demand for people for many years to come. So think about how these might be useful in your life. And again, you're always free to use our AI engine. It's BrightU, that's the letter U, dot AI. BrightU.ai. Enjoy it, check it out, and thanks for listening.
Power up with Groovy Bee and Boku Organic Superfuel Blend. 9 superfoods in one clean, plant-based mix. Glyphosate tested, low in heavy metals. Only at healthrangerstore.com.